Air Force One touched down at the Sioux Falls Airport shortly after 3. A group of about 50 supporters greeted the president, who shook a few hands before heading to the motorcade. Oakley Haynes and his wife Jessica are two of those supporters. They invited the president to visit the family farm near White Lake. Haynes says he supports President Trump's actions on international trade.
If it hurts for a short period of time, he views that as a necessary evil in order to bring more progress to the home front, in order to win the trade battle and eliminate the tariffs that we are currently seeing.
Shortly before the motorcade arrived at the fundraiser, both protesters and supporters gathered near the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Some of them argued when a supporter took issue with a sign that read, "Impeach." Most of the protesters called the president dishonest and racist. Some first-time protesters, like Pete Hesla of Hudson, are lifelong Republicans.
But Republican Party has changed, and we're not going to vote for Republicans as long as they keep not speaking up against some of the crazy things and hurtful things that Trump is doing.
The presidential motorcade arrived at the Sioux Falls Convention Center around 3:25. The motorcade then passed the main entrance. The president spent about 2 hours in Sioux Falls before departing for his next stop. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.